Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and today from the Green County ISU Extension Office, we're going to begin our program with our 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Wilms, joining us now. So thank you very much, Kayla, for coming on.
Thanks for having me today.
All righty. Well, our state fair is finally wrapped up and in the books for 2021, and thank goodness the kids were able to have audiences to actually perform in front of this year for livestock, and also having people go down and support them in static exhibits. We did go over the static exhibits results for 4-H'ers last week, but could you first of all start out by telling us a little bit about some of the other static exhibits we didn't get to?
Yes, absolutely. We had our fashion show a few days into a state fair, and we had Elsie Hooper participate in the $15 challenge fashion show at State Fair. So that was really exciting to have a participant in that. As for livestock, we have 12 kids that participated in our livestock areas. We first in beef, we had Elise Badger, and she received one purple, and Tatum Tucker received one purple for her beef as well. In our sheep division, Elise Badger had 5 purples, Cheyenne Kiley had 3 blue, Brianna Pope had 4 purple and 1 blue, Cody Stevenson had 1 purple and 3 blue, and Emmeline Wright had 4 purple. Also, Brianna Pope received the Reserve Champion Whiteface Commercial Ewe Lamb Award, and Emmeline Wright was the Reserve Champion Junior Sheep Showman for the 5th and 6th graders throughout the state. So congratulations to all of them and to Brianna and Emmeline for their special awards. In the horse division, we had McKenna Ebersole with 1 purple and 2 blue. In meat goats, we had Ashlyn Frederick with 1 blue, Owen Frederick with 1 blue, and Maggie Reed with 1 purple and 1 blue. In our swine area, Kyle Hughes received 1 purple and 2 blue, and Paisley Lautner received 2 purple and 3 blue. And in poultry, Cody Stevenson received 8 purple and 1 blue, and he was also the reserve champion bantam for the state fair this year in the 4-H division. Kelly Fitzpatrick got to participate in the Governor's Steer Show this year, and so that's a really exciting opportunity for her and her family to be able to be selected out of the 23 steers that they selected throughout the state. So we're really proud to represent Greene County and for Kelly to represent us down at state fair, and so that was a fun show to go and watch. Also, past Sunday, we had our Hall of Fame recipient Jackie Andrew get recognized at the state fair. So she's our 2021 Hall of Famer. She was a 4-H'er as well. And so we're really excited to have her participate in the Hall of Fame awards ceremony at state fair this year.
So Kayla, I guess a follow-up question I have for you is, were you surprised by any of these outcomes from your 4-H'ers this year at the state fair?
It's always exciting to see when they do so well. I would like to say no, I'm not surprised at all, because they do a fantastic job, all of them do. And so it's really fun to see the special awards, because they're competing against the entire state. And so it is extremely hard to, you know, receive that champion or reserve champion award at state fair. And so it's such an honor, no matter how old they are, it's such an honor to receive those special awards that they'll remember throughout their 4-H career, and even as they're going into adults and they tell their own kids, well, hey, I got this that one year. So I remember, I think I was in fifth grade and got reserve champion Duroc. And I still remember that as an adult, like very early on in my 4-H career. So those are the things that they'll always remember.
And now we turn our attention over to ISU Extension and Outreach Wellness and Nutrition Specialist Ann Parker. And Ann, could you tell us a little bit about when this upcoming healthy and homemade program will take place here in Greene County?
Yes, absolutely. So the Healthy and Homemade program is coming up Thursday, September 2nd. So that's already next week. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. at the Greene County Extension Office in Jefferson. And it's pretty much a two-hour program, and it discusses ways to use your time and money wisely when making meals for your family.
And for somebody who maybe doesn't have a whole lot of experience in that arena, and can you tell us why they should be able to come to your program then?
Well, it's great info for really anyone of any age that's going to be making meals. It's a way to make things really quick and easy. So if people are struggling with, oh, I don't have time to make, you know, a supper every night, or I don't know how to freeze certain things, they'll learn, you know, what meals they can freeze ahead of time to just pull out and thaw. They're going to learn about how to use the slow cooker to their advantage to kind of help make that supper really easy and quick for when they get home. They're also going to get to sample some foods at our program next Thursday night. They'll get to sample a slow cooker recipe, and they'll make seasoning mixes to use at home in their slow cooker. And they'll also get to help make some freezer burritos. So they'll get to leave with a couple of things to put in their freezer when they get home. Help them learn how to prep and plan foods ahead of time to help make that weeknight go quicker.
And so, Anne, is there any other specific topics or things that you're going to be going over during the program?
Our two topics that we're going to cover mostly are how to make meals in your slow cooker and then how to make meals ahead of time and freeze. We'll also talk a little bit about food safety, doing both of those things, which makes sure you're not, you know, contaminating foods or anything so that your family doesn't get sick. And then we'll also talk about some strategies to kind of save money when you're a cooker.
And finally, Anne, for those that might be interested in partaking in this program, I'm sure there's a way they got to be able to sign up. And is there a fee associated with the class?
Yes. So they can register online. And if they want the website to go to, they can get in touch with the Greene County Extension Office, get that website. The Greene County Extension Office phone number is 515-386-2138. And they can help them get registered from there. It is $20.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Greene County ISU Extension 4-H and Youth Coordinator is Kayla Wilms once again, as well as the Nutrition and Wellness Specialist Ann Parker joining us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.